That's the thing. I think we kept trying to fit in when the path that we really want to pursue is countercultural and against the mainstream definitions and narrative talaga. And this is where we're most joyful and peaceful too.
Yeah, I definitely agree. The more we sink into ourselves as women, I think the more secure we are in being authentic, honest, and vulnerable, diba? Kaya nga rawer and realer na this time eh, for Raw and Real version 2.0. It's about to get juicy. Hello, hello! Oh my gosh! Chill ka lang, sis. Ako lang to.
Oh my gosh, it feels like so insanely long since we last did this.
It's been over 4 months, I guess, or more.
Eh, kasi nga, ang dami na rin nangyari. Like, we had to pause when I moved and ka-jowa, ka-chero.
Yes, super dami ang nangyari and we really have to tackle this. Our audience has been waiting long enough and we just want to thank everyone for the patience. Kahit na marami sa inyo, akalang ginost na namin kayo. Kami po ay nagbabalik.
Sa Instagram, sis.
Yes, yes. We are now back. And for the meantime, please bear with us because Dana is in Manila. And I am all the way here in Boracay. Nag-switch naman kami ni sis. Yeah, so bear with us muna for the audio because Dana and I are just in a call. But sooner than later, we really have plans of recording this and even doing live broadcasts, diba? And going on video para mas interactive and talagang makita na tayo ng ating mga sissies.
Swissies, correct.
Oh, grabe, much awaited. Yes. So, okay, ito na. Let's get raw and real and just get into the details of things. What happened in the long time that we were away? Take it away, sis.
Oh wow. I had a spiritual crisis. I went through a huge parang. I guess it's inevitable, no? Now when you declare you're a Christian and you subscribe to certain teachings and you follow people in church and all of these things, right? The very basic Christian journey. I think it's inevitable, and I think when you're growing, darating ka sa mga points na you're gonna be questioning many things.
Yes.
And I think hindi siya dapat i-vilify eh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't subscribe to the idea na you should never doubt God. Pero in the Bible, God is so much open to people who doubted him. I mean, kung ikaw ayaw mo siyang pag-usapan ng mga followers mo, edi huwag mo isama sa book mo. But
yeah.
God did.
Yes, yes.
I think it's one way for him to empathize with the human experience when you're trying to be spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Na ganun eh. We are so limited. There are so many concepts in the Bible that are hard to grasp.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't doubt it, then maybe
it's blind faith.
It can mean you're also blindly following.
Yes, yes. I agree.
Yun. So I went through that season and I think I'm still going through it. But, you know, one thing that's good about this journey is that God will always provide people to walk with you. And mm-hmm. hindi ako naubusan nun.
Yes.
You know, I have so many Christian friends, sisters in the faith na would openly talk to me about it and stick with me and stay with me as I ask real tough questions. Na kahit ako din naman, di ba? Parang, I also get scared asking those questions, pero why hide it if God already knows what's in my thoughts?
Yeah. So what are some examples of these questions or parang itong mga things na dinadoubt mo?
Well, to be honest, it started kasi with burnout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, na parang it's just this constant pressure to prove I'm a Christian. It's me always checking my fruits. It's me always internalizing and checking my heart. Na parang,
yeah.
I became so tired. Na parang, Lord, ito ba talaga yung Christian life? Parang it's just always policing myself and checking my behavior and always checking if I'm right morally with you. Parang,
yeah.
Doon nag-start yung questions eh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess it's more You know, I think we are not alone because I also understand yung ganyang legalism with yourself and always wanting to perform your best for the Lord. And I think it also, our background of being people pleasers play a huge yes. role in this. And lalo exactly. na if you come into the church, you know, without that self-awareness na may pagka people pleaser ka and you wanna belong in this community, you wanna be a part of it, you wanna shine, di ba? Lalo na kung people pleasers, yan yung mga gusto rin maging overachievers. Yan yung laging nangunguna to, you know, shine and offer, give what they can offer to the full, di ba?
Exactly.
So yun, so, I think, yeah, I relate with that na, you know, if you didn't go through this crisis, I wouldn't even also question. Parang I feel like I've been floating. Parang sure, I believe, you know, it will never change. Like, I know in my heart and I know for a fact that God is real. Cemented na yan in my head. It's really a core belief I have. Nothing's ever gonna change that. But I was also just, wala, parang cruising in my spiritual journey. Very lax, even if I can say that. But yeah, seeing you also question also made me check myself na, oo nga no, parang for the longest time, I've been subscribing to this templates na, yes. na instill sa atin from church culture and we never really questioned if, is this really biblical?
Exactly. Yun nga yung ano ko ngayon eh. Yan yung season ko ngayon eh. Like really understanding, okay, is this biblical or is it just cultural? Because if it's just cultural, then that's ano, it's optional. Kung cultural siya, diba? Then it must be optional because man-made yan eh, societal yan eh.
Yeah.
Pero kung biblical, yan yung mga things na you wrestle with the Lord na, oh, okay, ito pala talaga solid absolute truth ito.
Yes.
Hindi to optional, diba? Uh-huh. So now you wrestle with those truths and, sorry, I don't mean to be parang, Episode 1, grabe naman ito kaagad. Pero yun yung pinagdaanan ko.
Wala pa tayong 10 minutes, sis.
Ay, na, tinanong mo ko, yan ang nangyari na past 4-5 months. Eh.
Yeah.
So yun sa big things na I really went through. And I have been open and honest about it in my Instagram stories, you know, when people ask for insights about drinking or premarital sex. Parang I just don't want to answer with, oh, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Ayun eh. And then, sige, let's try to also see it from a non-believer's perspective, di ba?
Yeah.
I think that's when it becomes rich. I think that's when the conversations become really honest and vulnerable. When hindi ka, when you also have that listening ear to understand people coming from a different perspective.
Yeah.
You and know, hopefully arrive at the truth, di ba?
Yeah. Because the truth will stand naman.
Yeah, exactly. Na parang hindi mo siya kailangan, dahil kung believer ka talaga, hindi mo gagawin yan. Hindi.
Yeah.
Some people don't function that way. Ako ano talaga ako eh. I like dialogue. I like to think. I like to question. And it's not to be argumentative or combative. But it's really for me to, hindi, eh, paano kung ganito? Alam mo yan, just to see it in all the angles possible.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's good. And ako rin, I think ang nawawasak sa akin now is the all or nothing mentality eh. No, everything is black and white. Although, don't get me wrong, some things in the Bible are definitely black and white. But also,
many are gray.
Yeah, many are gray. And we also, ako personally ha, not sure about you, but I've also had, ngayon lang ako nagigising sa fact na I was over-spiritualizing things for a long, long, long time. And then beating myself up for being human na parang, wait, but God knows that I have these inclinations as a human being. He knows because He made us that way and we have our own human nature, di ba? So,
not just nature, yes, human nature, but also your experiences.
Exactly, the human experiences. Yeah.
That shaped you. Will also contribute to your journey and faith walk. Parang there is no template, you know? And
yes.
I think that is one of the diseases of the cultural church. When people start looking so much towards their behavior, it leads to condemnation and shame. Also, who wins in that? Kayo na galing shame. kayo nagaling condemnation, it may seem like you're being righteous. It may seem na you're being pietistic. Pero at the core end of it, you know, Satan
pa din. That's from Satan,
yun.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm there. Parang I just don't, I no longer want to just take what the mainstream church says. And I think one of the things that really opened my eyes is watching that four-part documentary on the Hillsong Church.
Yeah.
You know, na parang, well, it is a systemic behavioral kind of legalism breeding in big, big, big churches. I'm not saying that all mega churches are sick with this disease, but I'm saying they are much more prone.
Agree.
Because naka-systemized na lahat eh.
Yeah.
By
and
leader,
also, yeah.
By format, by template,
yes,
you know?
Yeah. And I think, you know, people also who come to Christ, most people come from a place of vulnerability. Diba? Parang yung mga seeking souls yan yung may pinagdadaanan, going through suffering, going through grief and pain. And syempre, if you're going through that, and ano, of course you want to seek acceptance, of course you want to seek understanding and belong, and to belong. Diba? So parang, ako rin eh, parang just looking at my own past of how I came to know the church, of how I started participating in the church, it was from being a wild party girl, and then going through something tragic, like going through date rape and all of that, and then wanting to, parang, oh my gosh, I don't want that environment anymore, I wanna belong in a positive community. So we go to the church, and then, you know, when you're in church, you wanna mimic people because you think that's what's gonna make you belong. Ewan ko ah,
yes.
I'm not speaking for everyone who's in church, but that's just me personally, na parang, ah, okay, if I say this, if I respond this way, if I, without really going to my heart, na parang, naiintindihan na ba talaga yan ang puso ko for me to behave that way? Or I'm trying to act a certain way and then hoping na, maybe my heart will follow if I behave this way. Maybe my heart will, you know, susunod yan kung ganito ako umasta. But really, no, that's really the false sequence of things. Mali, it's wrong.
And it's not sustainable.
Yes,
kasi
and it's not
never,
sustainable.
What if you keep doing it and it never caught on? The true conviction of the Holy Spirit never caught on because it becomes this performanism kind of thing.
Yeah, and then tama ka, when you fall and when you fall short and you will fall short, you're gonna feel like a fraud. Doon papasok yung shame na, hindi naman ata ako Kristiyano, bakit ganon? I try,
exactly.
I try, I keep doing this, I keep striving to be this. Pero wala.
It's exactly, because ang gospel mo is your Christian experience, not the finished work of Christ. You see the difference?
Yes, completely. I've been reading Theo Cast because of you. I've been listening,
great.
Yeah, I've been listening to Pastor Justin Perdue, reading his works, and it really makes sense, the difference of the true gospel and the false gospel, which is really focused on me. Mali.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yun. Kaya, okay, so ang dami ko nung sinabi, ang dami natin kinuda. Pero yun, nandun ako ngayon. And it's a journey. I think many of my followers have unfollowed me because of this. And many are even telling me na ayaw nilang panoorin yung documentary. Pero sa akin, why not?
Mm-mm.
What are you so afraid of? Diba parang, better be awakened now than later.
Yeah.
Diba? I mean, walang pilitan, no pressure there. But all I'm saying is, might as well see the church. I mean, the potential flaws of the church. Para din aware ka. And you can choose a healthier church. Parang wouldn't you want to be in a church that is biblically solid, that's Christ grounded, and not just follow a cultural dynamic. Parang yun yung sa akin eh. I understand that to unlearn many things can be frightening.
Yes.
But at the end of it, it's also so freeing because at the end you see Christ for who he is and not this painted, distorted image of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Completely agree. Yeah, and you know, it definitely shatters a lot. Lalo na tayo, di ba? Parang it took us, what, almost a decade of being quote-unquote Christians to really see na parang, whoop, teka lang ha, parang the motives before, the intentions, we're not really rooted in knowing Christ, you know, but it's really wanting to belong, wanting acceptance, and, you know, which are not bad things. These are not bad things. It's very human to want to be accepted and all of that. Pero in your personal spiritual walk and journey, dapat talaga the focus is Christ and Christ alone.
Yes, and to add to that, one of the things na natututunan ko is, ang ganda na itong metaphor na to eh, as you unlearn. Sabi ni Pastor John Moffett, to unlearn the culture of the mainstream evangelical church is like being inside a car and pressing the buttons and touching the configurations and seeing that it works differently pala. You know, na pag in-ignite mo yung pinaka-kotse, iba yung magiging response niya. Because that's how it is eh. And wait, from my experience, na good works. Ah, ito yung purpose ng good works.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ngayong inaaral ko siya biblically, oh my gosh, hindi pala siya to be evidence or to convince people I'm a Christian or even myself. Parang nag-iiba yung dynamic. It's like when you press this gear, oh my gosh, that's its purpose. Alam mo yun, kaya siya medyo struggle eh.
Yeah.
Actually, hindi medyo eh. It's really, to go through it is such a life-changing event, to put it simply.
Yeah.
Because lahat ng akala mong gets mo na,
yes,
nasa shatter, and it's so humbling.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's, I know in my heart na, now this is a faith that can carry me through because it's not my faithfulness, it's really God's.
Yes, yes, yes. Ang ganda, sis.
Yeah. Thanks, sis. Thanks, sis. Salamat, ah. Hindi, ang galit.
Yeah.
No, passionate lang. No, pag ikaw naman na magkwento, ano naman nangyari? Tayo ay hindi kumukuha dito with a mic.
Yeah, wow. So, me naman, wow, may jowa na ako, no? Mga swishies. And it's really something new to me, having a boyfriend in a very healthy relationship. You know, parang this is really the first time that I can honestly say that I'm showing 100% of me. Alam mo yon, no pretensions, no holding back of my thoughts, of who I am, of the things na kinakahiya ko. Parang wala na eh, parang this is me. And I think what's different with my boyfriend now is he is such a safe space. Yun pala yun, sis. Yes! Yun pala yun. Akala ko dati laging ako yung, I've been beating myself up, you know, for being so insecure. Parang, bakit ka ba kasi secretive? Why is it so hard for you to be vulnerable? Why are you so insecure? And all of these, ano, issues within me. Only to figure out now, only to discover now that, you know, your partner plays a huge role in the parts of you that you show.
Yes.
Alam mo yon na parang, wow, the reason I am confident to be vulnerable and to show myself completely is because he is also a very safe space. And una pa lang, yung chika ko sa mga friends ko nung nagde-date pa lang kami is, grabe, bakit walang anxiety? As in, doon ako weirdong-weirdo eh. Yung parang, how come my nervous system is so chill with this guy when all I've known is anxiety in my dating life? Alam mo yon, yung parang, and it's really something new to me, and it's really something, but don't get me wrong ha, parang I still have my own battles, even if, you know, this is the healthiest relationship I've been in. Like, sometimes, syempre, as an anxious girl and a people pleaser nga, parang there are still times na I really hesitate before I bring up a concern. Yung parang ang tagal bago ko ma-voice out. Yung I really find myself pulling back. Na kunwari, gusto ko nang sabihin, parang, hindi ko masabi. So, you know, I'd give myself a few days to really reflect on it, if it's really something bothering me, but you know, I'm also learning to push myself to speak up if I really have to about, you know, lahat naman ng relationships may mga things na, you know, you disagree on or parang you have to work through. But I really speak up because ang sa akin now is, ang perspective ko now is, you know, if this guy really loves me and if he really is the one for me, kahit ano pang sabihin ko, it will not make him afraid of me. It wouldn't faze him. You know what I mean? And if it and if it did, then, 'di ba, mabuti nang magkaalaman ngayon kesa pretend na naman ako na okay lang, walang problema.
So in short, hindi ka na cool girl.
Yes, sis. I'm such a dork girl now. I'm just really owning it. Oh, parang, you know, this guy is the first guy who I can honestly say is the guy who have seen all of me, as in the good, the bad, the pretty, the ugly, everything.
I was waiting for you to say ugly, you little bitch.
Gaga. The pretty and the pretty lang pala. I take it back. Just the pretty. Kasi I'm not ugly at all.
Oo nga sis, bilang may mga umiiyak daw sa ganda mo nakita ka dyan sa Boracay.
Lol, kaloka. Nakakatawa mga tao dito. I'm so flattered. I can't believe ganito ang impact ng beauty ko sa islang ito. Gago.
Yo, but seriously, I'm so happy for you. And totoo naman, I've seen you also be so calm.
Yeah.
And not destructive.
Yes.
Your past, your relationships, the version of you that these exes draw out is really a destructive version of you.
Yeah, sis, my gosh. Diba? Yung...
Or baka din kasi nag-evolve ka na rin in your 30s. And,
you know. Oh, naman. It's really also, I must say, the healing work that I have done personally really pays off now. It's really paying off now in this relationship na, you know, I know how to set boundaries ng maayos. I know how to communicate better. I also know how to process things. Alam mo yon, yung parang before, hindi na ako reactive. I really take a step back. Alam mo yon, na parang, oops, bakit ka triggered? Diba? Kausapin ko muna sarili ko. Pag muni-munihan muna natin to. Is this really something that is, you know, on his end? Or triggered ka lang and you're projecting? Yung mga ganun.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be back. Grabe. Na-miss ko kayo. Na-miss ko kayong lahat. And na-miss ko... Dana, stop. And na-miss ko rin... na-miss ko rin yung usapan natin because this really is so therapeutic to me. This, podcast session. Parang it also teaches me to, you know, organize my thoughts and really just, you know, be more in tune with myself in a way.
Yeah, I agree. And other than your relationship, you also moved. Duh.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So, guys, that's right. Dito rin ako sa Boracay nakatira. Actually, matagal na tong plano eh, di ba? Parang last year pa to. This is something that I've been wanting to do since last year. So last year, I stayed in Boracay for 2 months. I lived with Dana for a time. And then, medyo ano yon, walwalan 2 months of my life. Going through something, you know, being in a situationship with some fuckboy and parang, okay, dito muna ako sa island. And then, but really, I fell in love with the lifestyle. Iba eh, iba. And also, since I'm taking my wellness seriously, iba talaga yung effect ng island life sa mental health and physical health mo.
Exactly.
Kaya, yun. So, since then, it was really a desire for me to move to the island too. And, pero syempre, knowing na when I move to the island, I would like to have my own space na, you know, really have boundaries. And kahit na dito tayong dalawa sa Boracay, di ba? Parang, I want us to be independent pa din and have our own thing. And, you know, we can always do naman our sleepovers and our slumber parties anytime we want.
Week-long.
Correct. Every once in a while. But yun, so, wala, parang thank God na lang din. So, ito pa nga yung chichi. So, I met my boyfriend on Instagram. And I'm so happy na top viewer siya ng stories ko. So, ganun okay, pala yun.
Lang sa mga followers ko dyan, ha? Anime. Joke!
So, anyway, ganun pala sa Instagram. The accounts who always go to your profile, if they also always check your stories, sila yung makikita mong number one viewer mo. Ganun pala yun.
Kaso stalker yung jowa mo.
So basically stalker siya. Gagi. So basically, yeah, I've been, so lagi siyang nagpa-pop up as my number one viewer when I would check my analytics sa stories. So I'm like, who is this guy? So kinlik ko yung profile niya, parang, uy, cute. Artist, ganyan. So makita mo sa profile niya, most of his works as a graphic designer. So I was like, oh my gosh, a creative man, ganyan. Tapos photographer, ganyan. So parang, okay, cute. Tapos chinek ko yung stories niya, may mga highlights siya. Tapos ang cute. I was like, oh my gosh, lalaking-lalaki ang dating nito. I like. Cute. Matipuno. Oo.
Kayumanggi.
Yes.
Masarap charot.
Gago. But yes, fine. Okay, anyway. So yan, so parang cutie naman, ganyan. So pero deadma lang ako, parang whatever, sige, tumingin ka dyan, maglaway ka dyan, joke. So anyway, until nag-DM si Koya. So nag-DM siya, and his message really stood out to me because when I get DMs from guys who, you know, check out my profile on Instagram, it's usually the, your smile is so captivating, achuchuchu, ganyan. Your beauty makes my heart smile. Mga ganon. So parang, okay. Pag ganon yung nakuha kong message, okay, delete. Parang whatever. But this guy, messaged me saying na, hey, you know, I really like your content. Nakakatuwa. It's so encouraging. I hope you don't get tired of posting. So parang that really spoke to me because this was during a season na I was really being more vulnerable in the content I put out. Alam mo yun, because we both know, Dana, na you and I are very transparent. Parang we don't have time for BS. We don't have time to put out an image na malayo naman to who we are, right? So,
exactly.
So when this guy said that to me, parang I honestly, ang una kong na-feel and my thought was, wow, this guy really sees me. I really felt seen. And, you know, it's a far cry from the usual nga na puro looks lang yung nakikita sa akin because alam ko naman maganda ako. But alam ko rin naman na meron akong ino-offer. Alam mo yon, parang I wish people would really look past. I mean, sure, I get, you know, I appreciate compliments about my looks, fine. But what really makes me more appreciate a compliment is when it's about my character. Alam mo yon?
Yeah.
Or about my personality. Oo, parang something else other than my looks. Kasi given na yan eh.
Super joke. Ka.
Sira.
Lahat, may looks ka, may character ka, may view. Oh, so ano?
Oh, ganun na nga. Eh, ano pa ba?
Exactly.
Joke. But really, so, when he sent me that message, parang na-touch talaga ako. So, syempre, todo engaged naman ako na, oh my gosh, I appreciate your, ano, message, blah, 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 blah. Hanggat sa, ay, yun, parang yun yung opening niya sa akin, tapos, since I replied, biglang he would always react na to my stories. Tapos ako rin, sobrang ilalike bomb ko yung mga posts niya. I-heart-heart ko lahat ng stories niya, ganyan. Siyempre, parang kailangan mo magbigay ng hint. Actually, hindi na hint yun eh. Parang sobrang obvious
na. That's not a hint, that's a message.
Message. Oh, grabe, nilike bomb ko yung buong feed niya. Except yung mga parts na meron pang mga pictures ng ex niya, ganon. Skinip ko yon talaga, sis. So yeah, that's a message na nga. Sobrang message, loud and clear. But anyway, so after that, so yeah, he would message me about the carnivore diet, ganyan. Hanggat sa naging carnivore na rin si Koya, so parang ako, uy, same na kami ng diet, nakakakilig, ganyan. And then biglang he said na so one of our cousins was planning a trip to La Union. Ito si Koya mo, taga Pangasinan. So ako, uy, malapit yung LU sa Pangasinan. Baka pwede kayo magkita doon. Diba? Parang ano lang, just casual kita. Doesn't have to be a date, you know. Para lang let's see kung may something in person, ganyan. So sinabi ko sa kanya na parang, hey, you know, I might go to La Union. Maybe we can hang out, ganyan. Friendly lang. Tapos, sabi niya, check daw niya, ganyan. But anyway, the trip never pushed through. I wasn't able to go. So sabi ko, shucks, di ata ako makakapunta. But I hope, you know, we can meet, ganyan. Tapos, the next week, biglang pupunta naman si Kuya Mo sa Manila kasi art fair. Ayan. So, ito na yon. So, pupunta daw siya ng Manila for art fair. Tapos ako, alam mo yun, parang di na talaga hint eh. Parang paulit-ulit ko nung sinasabi, sige, you know, if you have extra time, ganyan. Yung parang, yayain mo na kasi ako. Parang, yayain mo na ako. So, anyway, check, yeah, I might go to Manila too, blah, blah, blah. So, anyway, basta, nag-set kami ng meeting. Finally, Wednesday daw, he's free. Naalala ko pa talaga na it was on a Wednesday. Kita kami.
Day.
Yeah, gagi. Anyway, ano ka ba? Wholesome tayo dito. Saan pa kinikita? So anyway, nakita kami sa estansya. And then parang madating. As in, nung nakita ko palang, ay, ang tangkad. Tapos yun nga, tall, dark, and handsome. Ganyan, Pinoy hottie, ganon. Yeah. So, yun, ta super gentlemanly niya, as in, he would always open the door for me, maalalay, ganyan. So, parang ako, ah, okay, gentleman naman. And then, you know, we started talking, and he also listens to our podcast. So, pag may mga binibring up akong kwento, may background na siya, kasi nga, nakikinig siya ng podcast. So, parang, ah, oo, alam ko yan, di ba, sabi mo, blah, 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 blah. So, parang ako, oh, ang cute naman. Parang this guy really, you know, knows a few things about me. So, yun, and then, okay, anyway, sobrang ang haba na ng sinabi ko, no? But anyway, yung point is, kaya ako ito kinakwento, we dated before me moving to Boracay. Like, a week or 3 weeks, ganyan. A couple of weeks. Siyempre, nung parang may spark and may connection, parang I was like, shock, sayang naman. Parang, siyempre, nakapanghinayang na you meet someone and there's this connection and a sense of, you know, comfort around this soul. So, parang I'm like, siyempre, lola mo, bilang may history ako of, you know, bending over backwards. Actually, yeah, that's most of my dating life. Naisip ko na I was like, wag na lang kaya Boracay, LU na lang ako lipat. Parang, para malapit-lapit sa Pangasinan. Pero, as I kept thinking about that, I was like, wait lang, parang tagal-tagal ko nang naset tong Boracay plans. Why am I gonna change it over someone na I'm just talking to or someone I'm just seeing casually? Alam mo yon, parang
tama.
Hindi na tayo ganun, sis. Parang kung gusto ako nito, habulin niya ako sa Boracay, 'di ba? Parang bala na. If hindi, edi wala, edi that's that, you know. So, lipad mi sa Boracay. Anyway, 2 weeks later, dumating siya. And now, we're still here. So, wala lang, parang, you know, nakakatuwa lang na, you know, I really feel na this guy is really serious about me, and tips ko dyan sa mga city girls, party girls, why don't you try dating someone from the province, diba? Date a promdy boy. I don't know, iba lang talaga eh, parang they're really much more respectful, sobrang totoo nila, hindi pa cool. I've dated so many pa cool people, yung parang may sense of machismo ego na ewan, nakaka-turn off.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you, sis.
I'm so happy too. And you know, you've met him. You've met Nico. Nakakatuwa rin na I can see you two banter and interact. And I'm really happy na parang you're also comfortable with him.
But in my head, it's like, finally, a non-freak.
Yeah. Ako na lang yung freak, no?
But siguro naisip ko lang, siguro kahit nakik tong vak lang tuwo. Kasi ngayon content na siya. I love it.
Yeah, so yan.
I love where we are in our lives. It may, ito pa, okay, before we friggin' end this episode.
Yes.
This very first episode, can I just say, okay, sorry sa lahat ng mga taong sinabihan namin na when you get into your 30s, magsisilahan, you'll figure it out.
Totoo. Hindi po totoo. Fake news po. Yes.
Ako po, I'm 32 na in a few months, pero pa rin akong alam.
Yeah, honestly, you know what? We've been, iba yung level of sureness natin noon, no? At winasak na naman ni God yan. Parang,
amen.
It's okay to be sure, it's okay to be sure about who you are in some sense. It's okay to be sure about other things, you know, other aspects, but to be sure na you have life figured out already is a huge joke. Wag po tayo maging clown that way because it is such a joke.
And it's really, I mean, sooner or later, it's also gonna humble you eh, na
yeah.
Everything is uncertain and you have to be, again, compassionate to yourself when you don't get it right. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. And it's definitely okay to evolve and change your beliefs. Okay lang din yun. Mm-hmm. Parang if you believed mm-hmm. one thing, like us nga believing na, you know, when you hit 30, dapat set na yan. And now, just to say na, oops, mali kami, that's fine. Don't worry about what other people will think na, eh, wishy-washy naman yan. Or, di ba, I've been told I'm wishy-washy. I would get DMs na, di ba yan, paiba-iba yung sinasabi niyo. Or even now in my nutrition, right? Like, being from a main body positive advocate in this country to now losing that weight and saying na, whoops, teka lang, I don't think there's intuitive eating or I don't think there's health at every size, which we will talk about in another episode. It's totally okay, you know, as long as you're what you're seeking is the truth and, you know, eh, ganun eh. Things change, we evolve. So, just also allowing yourself to evolve is much needed in your adulthood.
Exactly. I love it. We'll talk about more on adulting and other things, but right now, we just wanted to share with you what happened while we were away, and we are so back. So thank you for everyone who stuck with us and really patiently waited for us because we know na you've been there since day one. Life happens, but we're back. And we cannot wait to journey again with you girls and guys.
That's right. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. And new episodes will be out every week. So yeah, just tune in. Yeah, ang pangit ng ending ko, sorry. Okay na sana yung iyo.
Sundot ka ng sundot eh.
Sorry.
Anyway, that's it for this episode. Bye,
Bye!